Using satellite technology and various measurements, NASA scientists confirm the Earth is melting at both poles. In the north, at the Arctic, the melting of Greenland's 3-kilometer-thick ice sheet had been expected, though not as dramatically as it is now happening. But in the south, many believe the far more massive ice sheets covering Antarctica would increase in the 21st century. That's not so, according to the NASA observations and data. Despite increasing snowfall, Antarctica's ice sheets are shrinking.
So what is unique about what we found is that for the first time we're able to say we are sure that the Antarctic ice sheet is losing mass, and at a significant rate.
NASA glaciologist Dr. Jay Swally.
The warmer ocean comes underneath the ice shelves and melts them from the bottom, and warmer air at the top melts them from the top. And so they're thinning, and eventually they get to a point where they just go poof.
The findings come from GRACE, which stands for Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment, twin satellites orbiting the Earth in tandem that are constantly measuring variations in the Earth's mass and gravitational field. Dr. Isabella Velaconia authored the study.
We studied the change in mass of the Antarctic ice sheet using the data from the Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment, GRACE, and we found that Antarctica is losing mass and is losing a significant amount of mass, about 152 cubic kilometers a year, which is equivalent to how much water the United States are using in 3 months. So it's a lot of water.
Combining data from the GRACE experiment with other research tools, scientists tracking Antarctica's melting ice sheet express concern. NASA Earth Science Director James Hansen.
If we pass a certain point of no return, then we're going to get large sea level rise. We will have started a process that we just can't stop.
Scientists say rising sea levels are a great danger to coastal villages and cities. While the new analysis shows fluctuations in Antarctica's ice sheet and even some thickening in parts, melting over the last 5 years has contributed to a sea level rise of 1.2 millimeters. This suggests a small but significant rise in sea levels of almost half a millimeter annually. Paul Sisko, VOA News.